Unit 3, page 30. Reading.
When Jose Angel Salazar was 14 years old, he became the youngest conductor in the world. Born in Nueva Esparta, Venezuela, Jose Angel didn't listen to much classical music during his childhood. When he was 8 years old, his father and grandfather took him to a brass band concert, and his life changed forever. He stopped going to karate lessons and learned to play the flute. Soon afterward, he decided to learn the violin. In 2011, Jose Angel auditioned to join the Symphony Orchestra of Nueva Esparta, where he continued studying violin and music theory. The following year, he was asked to become the orchestra's conductor. Although conductors usually have their backs to the audience, they are the most important person in an orchestra. Apart from indicating the beat of the music, the conductor interprets how the music is played. He uses different movements, gestures, and expressions to communicate with every individual musician. There are between 70 and 80 musicians in the youth orchestra of Nueva Esparta, and more than half of them are older than Jose Angel. It's hard because I have to find the way to communicate, or sometimes tell off kids who are much older than me, he said in an interview with the Guardian newspaper. Conducting is a wordless language. I have to convey confidence to the musicians in order to get a confident performance back from them. I have to coordinate my body's movements with the music. Jose Angel is also aware of the importance of words for a conductor. I'd like to study languages. I don't want to go on tour and have to use a translator. Or if I'm interpreting Mahler, there are certain criteria or feelings that I'd have a better grasp of if I spoke German.